This is the first Economadia podcast ever. My name is Joran and I'm the co-founder of Economadia. At the moment, it's towards the end of 2017. I find myself at the Economadia co-working farm, a rural co-working and co-living place in the north of Portugal. I have Jarek from Poland, 35 years old, Amanda from Netherlands, 32 years old, and Liliana, Colombian, now living in Canada, 33 years old, today with me as they are part of this project. Could you describe yourself in one sentence, please?
Amanda, I love traveling, cooking, connecting to people, and I work in brand strategy, and I love this whole social entrepreneurship journey.
I'm Liliana, I'm a graphic artist, and I'm trying to find myself, basically.
I'm Jarek. I'm curious about life, discovering new cultures, meeting new people. I work as an IT business analyst, and here I'm on my vacations.
Have you been to other co-working, co-living projects before?
I haven't lived, but I have visited, yes, at Rome in Bali.
I haven't, like, no co-working, co-living, but just co-working. I was 8 months. Like working in a co-working space with other people trying to launch businesses. So it was not like a exact similar experience, but it has a lot of points like in common. Like we also had to do like our own cleaning in the space, and we were also sharing like the kitchen, and we also sharing like the common spaces and like the meeting rooms. So it has like some points in common, just not the living like component.
Yeah, I had the same. I was living in Berlin and stayed in different co-working places. The Social Impact Hub, for example, and the Meta House, Agora. And I mean, Berlin has fantastic co-working spaces, that's for sure. And you meet good people after all. I mean, that's as a matter of fact. But yes, of course, it's also for me something that I never had it quite in this form. Maybe I was staying in a shared flat, and then maybe one other roommate also was kind of home officing, but then the rest was doing something else. And there was no such thing as like, hey, the knowledge exchange that we have here, for example, or other things that are more specific here.
No, I didn't have like experience like that, but from time to time I get out of my cave and experiment with co-working places for a short time, and then go back to my home office. So usually co-working places don't work for me for a longer period of time. It's really difficult to focus there, or I don't know, I don't feel like this is like the place I'm looking for. But this is like different, this combination of co-working and co-living is something different, because it has like a good balance. I don't feel like in an office.
If you had to describe the Economadia co-working farm to someone, how would you explain it?
Well, it's a place where you can meet new people while you live with them and work in a cool, like, relaxed environment in the middle of, like, the countryside in Portugal.
It's a farm which is not so far from the city, so we have flexibility to go into somewhere in the city, like a restaurant, for example, for a wonderful dinner. There's nature here, oranges, mandarins, and other vegetables and fruits are growing here. You can do exercises, breathe fresh air, and we've got connection to internet, and we can work, play, and socialize.
I do want to add one more thing, because a couple of people, when I told them I'm going to this co-working farm, blah, 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 they were asking me, oh, but are you going to work in the farm? Like, what is your going to be your job in the farm? And it's, I'm not working in the farm, I'm living in the environment of the farm, but I'm working with my regular clients, like in graphic design. So that's like a big difference.
So what was your motivation to come to the Economadia co-working farm?
For me, it was to escape the city life. So in Lisbon, I'm constantly on the road, going to every meetup event, networking, and I felt I just needed some time for myself alone and actually do work rather than be distracted by all these people and all these... I mean, amazing, I must say, it's amazing to go to these meetings, but at some point you need to step away and be in nature and yeah.
For me it was just to reset my brain a little bit, do something different, meet new different people and just trying something new.
For me it's an experiment. I wanted like something like Amanda, I want to detox from the city because it became a little bit stressful in Warsaw. Now based in the when there's winter. So I wanted to go for holidays or something like that, but on the other hand I want to stay active doing productive things. So this place, like I was looking for a place like that which will allow me to work, to be close to the nature, do exercises, meet new people. So this is like the combination of all the things I wanted to find.
And today, for example, we had your ass-kicking exercises outside again. I still feel my legs and my arms.
Thank you for that, but don't exaggerate. It wasn't like so much as kicking.
Well, I have to
as
admit,
it could be.
I have to admit that I realized how unsporty I became, which is, I mean, I was always the one. I mean, I was never super duper sporty, but now I'm just, you know, running up and down a little bit, and already I'm totally tired.
Yeah, that's normal. Also, know that from my own example, you get stuck with your things. Times go by and you notice that, wow, 1 year passed and you haven't spent like, if you don't have like good priorities, you can like work all the time or do other things and forget about movement and other things that are important for you.
I think that was really good actually, having you, like your alarm would go off. Alright, who's coming outside? It's great.
It is great, huh? When someone is like, hey, get
our
lazy asses off and do something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which things will you take from the time that you spent here?
It's not so easy question to answer. I mean, from each of you, I learned something. I need like to do notes or something like that to remember all those things. And from many fields, from like how to cook, I learned some stuff from Amanda. Some tips that I will take with myself, or I don't know, also how to think about your marketing strategy, or how to climb on the wall of the farm. I don't know, there are so many things. Yeah, I need to rethink that. But definitely, I learned something here.
It's been, for me, a great environment to really focus on me and what, my behaviors and my old patterns and trying to, and the connections. Like I also, in 2 weeks, how well you get to know people, and every day you learn something new and you're opening up more. And like you said as well, that at the beginning you were more introvert. And I felt that the first day, but the second day you're already like, boom. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And like everyone just opens up.
Actually, I talked about this with both Amanda and Jared before, that it's a weird way to get to know people. Because normally you get to know people at work, so you just work with them. Or you like have roommates, so you just live with them, but don't work with them. And then, you know, suddenly you're traveling with someone and then it's just like the travel. But here we did all those things in 2 weeks. It was like hardcore mode, how to get to know someone, you know, like from beginning to end. So I think that's also cool. And for sure it's an experience that it's going to be different for every person according to the group that they have at the same time. So it's really up to us how we make the experience. Rather than the place itself, you know, it's the people inside the place that actually make the experience.
So what do you think, what sort of people is this project made for? I mean, what should they realistically expect?
Well, I think they should know that it's gonna be like work for them. Like they're gonna have to support like the house task and the kitchen, cooking, but that you also have the support of the other people. So like for example, today you did lunch and I did the cleaning, and then another night I did the dinner and you did the cleaning after. So it's like, yes, you have to put up some work, but you're also gonna be helped in some way. Like it's like community living. And then obviously like you're gonna have some work to do on your own, because like we've been really working, like all of us, we have like 8 hours of work per day in which we're interacting, but we're mostly quiet, like focusing on our own thing. So if you're thinking about coming just to like have a vacation, it's not really a place for a holiday, you know, it's working, living, and it's a learning experience.
Yeah, I think we had like a good balance of work to life. We were all productive, doing our own things, focusing, and on the other hand, we were able to go out, do fun things together.
Like if you have your set way of working and how everything needs to be, then I don't know if this is the place, because sometimes, like, we'd be talking and then we'd be quiet. But if you're someone that, no, I need to like be focused and I need to be in my room by myself, well, we were all
I thought I'm like that because I work from home office, but this experiment showed me that I can share the space with other people and work at the same time.
Open mind and be open to experimenting.
Hey, thanks everybody for sharing impressions and insights of the Economadia co-working farm. And yeah, I hope you have a great remaining time and see you all in the future.
Thank you.